the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. If you see the sun where you are at this noon hour, enjoy it, because a winter storm watch is on the way for tomorrow. 5 more inches of the fresh powder could be on the ground by Sunday. A look at Allen's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. It is Groundhog Day on Sunday. West Michigan won't need to see any shadows to know that this perpetual winter will go on and on and on and on.
The National Weather Service's Brandon Hoving says that the weather pattern will continue.
For December and January for West Michigan, we've had top 10 snowfalls for December and then also here in January, Grand Rapids area in particular. And so many locations are receiving more snow than they normally do for this winter compared to normal. It looks like the pattern for February will continue to be colder than normal for the Great Lakes area in general.
The lake effect snow machine cranking up into Saturday and a possible accumulation of 4 to 6 inches. Diane Costin reporting.
There is heating help available for Michiganders, and given the brutal nature of this winter and the brutal effect it is having on heating bills, there's expected to be a big demand for help this season. Dave Ackerley's with the Department of Human Services says first thing to do, call 211.
And the United Way person who's helping them with 211 will give them directions to the closest grantee where they can make application for funding that can be available and is available right now.
People who qualify can get as much as $450 for help with the utility bill or up to $850 for a deliverable fuel.
We know that right now there's a definite emergency statewide with propane. The good news with that is we've only had about 800 households statewide max out, so we still have a lot of folks that we're going to be out there helping in the days, weeks, and even months to come.
These workers usually process about 25,000 requests monthly. Has been a normal year. They are expecting a spike. Now, it's not just us humans who are suffering in this winter chill. Bees may not be buzzing around right now, but they are huddled in their hives, and as West Michigan beekeeper Jack Hartman explained in an appearance on WHTC's Talk of the Town program, this cold and snowy season just compounds the ongoing problem of dwindling bee numbers.
It's still with us as much as it has ever been. This year in particular, with this long cold winter, is really hard on the bees.
And as he said to Toast Duke Van Oss, the past few years, the bees' population has been sliced annually by a third.
I don't know if they're closer to solving the problem, but they're closer to understanding the factors that cause it. And once we can identify them more clearly, we can take the steps to correct them.
Hartman will be among those conducting a beginner's bee school at GVSU's Holland campus next Saturday to help spur interest in this hobby for some, livelihood for others. State Occupational Safety and Health Administration staffers are investigating the circumstances that led to the on-the-job death of a 51-year-old Holland man. Robert Joe Myler, Jr. was climbing a ladder to repair a condensing unit on top of the Standale Village Mall's roof off of Lake Michigan Drive last Friday afternoon when he fell. Myler was the second worker to be killed on the job in Michigan this month. Macatawa Bank officials say the net income for 2013 was at $9.5 million, or 29 cents per share. That's down from $35.4 million and $1.31 per share a year ago. Macatawa Bank officials say that the nice numbers in 2012 came from several one-time events. Quarterly profits stood at $2.2 million last year, or 78 cents per share. Bank Chairman Richard Postuma felt that the Holland Township-based financial institution is, quote, poised for growth to produce stronger future earnings, end quote. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says inspectors at the Palisades plant in Covert have found multiple flaws around the reactor.
As they explain it, there are 45 control rods that lift and drop the nuclear fuel in and out of the reactor vessel. Flaws and cracks have appeared in 17 of the 45 housing units that contain the lifting mechanisms. The NRC's Victoria Mittling says the inspections were ordered because of a similar but more serious crack in 2012.
That went all the way through and resulted in a leak, which forced the plant to shut down.
She says the housings on the lift mechanisms will have to be repaired or replaced before the reactor will be allowed to restart. It's just the latest issue for the aging nuclear plant on the Lake Michigan shore. I'm Jim Whelan reporting.
After a payday spike of 20 cents per gallon yesterday, motorists are paying on average a near uniform $3.39 for gas along the lakeshore this morning. The weekly survey of Holland area stations showed a nickel increase from last Friday, but a 36-cent drop from this time a year ago. AAA's daily polling had marks of $3.28 nationally, $3.30 statewide, even with and a penny less than last week's levels, respectively. According to the annual survey of college endowments by Common Fund and the National Association of College and University Business Officers, Ottawa County's 2 4-year institutions of higher learning had a total endowment value of over $251 million last year. Hope College's figure of nearly $164 million, close to double of Grand Valley State's $87.6 million. Those figures up 9% and 19% respectively from 2012. The annual Holland City Council planning retreat begins this evening with reports from staffers, followed by an all-day session tomorrow that will formulate municipal goals and priorities for fiscal 2015. The information will help City Manager Ryan Cotton come up with a proposed budget that he will present for consideration in April. Both of the retreat sessions and council chambers at City Hall are open to the public. Super Bowl Sunday is a way of helping people to gain weight. Fitness experts have a few tips on how to avoid just that.
Personal trainer Elisa Deli with Genesis Fitness says that the munchies on Super Bowl Day really do add up.
Super Bowl Sunday is the second biggest pig out day of the year, right behind Thanksgiving. The average person in one sitting will consume between 3,000 and 4,500 calories.
Deli says you can still go to a Super Bowl party, though, and avoid excessive calories if you're careful.
Anything that you can see that has mayo or cheese in it, skip it. That'll cut your calories in half. Instead, you can eat a few, like 11 pistachios or roasted almonds. They have protein in them, healthy fat.
She says that fortunately, there is a good way to get some exercise this weekend that also happens to be necessary, shoveling snow. Andrew Green reporting.
A full slate of high school girls' boys' basketball action is scheduled for this evening. Hear the Holland and Hamilton boys game with Greg Chandler on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com beginning at 7:10 p.m. I'll bring you both of the Bloomingdale at Saugatuck contests on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com starting at 5:10 p.m. Other twin bills include Holland Christian at Unity Christian, West Ottawa at Grand Haven, Zeeland East versus Reith's Puffer, Zeeland West versus Byron Center, Fenville at Goebbels, Black River versus Zion Christian, and Calvary versus the Potter's House over at Holland Christian High School. Grand Valley State split a basketball doubleheader at Saginaw Valley State last night. Caitlin Carrier scored 21 points as the host Lady Cardinals took the opener up in Cotchville Township, 91-79. The GVSU men captured the nightcap 88-76 behind 20 points from Ryan Saban. Both the Lakers teams are in Detroit to take on the Wayne State Warriors at the Mathai Building tomorrow afternoon. Hope College has its teams in action tomorrow while the Flying Dutch welcome the Lady Knights of Calvin to DeVos Fieldhouse. The Flying Dutchmen play at Trine with broadcast time from Angola, Indiana at 12:40 p.m. on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. In state major college basketball last night, Michigan beat visiting Purdue 75-66 this evening. Oakland is home to Youngstown State. In pro hockey tonight, the Detroit Red Wings welcome the Washington Capitals to Joe Louis Arena, while the Grand Rapids Griffins host the Chicago Wolves at Van Andel Arena. Super Bowl 43 on Sunday pits the Denver Broncos against the Seattle Seahawks. Coverage from the New Jersey Meadowlands on 1450 WHTC follows Red Wings at Washington Hockey. That begins at 12:10 p.m. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a partly sunny afternoon with scattered snow showers and steady to slowly falling temperatures to an overnight low of 18. A winter storm watch is in effect for Allegan County 1 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday for Ottawa County. Snow showers likely on Saturday, accumulating as much as 5 inches, high 28. Partly sunny on Sunday with occasional snow showers, high 21. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.